historical figures.
Yeah.
Get our asses kicked.
Yeah. Non combat here.
That's not a bad idea.
So we're actually
you're
doing pulling double duty then.
Even better. Communicate with all with every ship in the Federation that has a hologram, and
how's that work then? Science or consulate. So that those duties are done under the bridge.
Okay.
So it's like bridge duties.
Yeah. Okay.
The other competitors are only hollow images being transmitted from the other ships.
We go online.
I see.
Online Olympics, man.
All right.
VR Olympics.
Okay, so make a communication roll.
Original thinking, I'm taking my extra point right now.
You get to take it whenever you come up with something dumb?
Yep. No, just one per episode.
Ah, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So this is communication. Probably. You think I'd have that? Thought I'd have that. Is it a subsystem or something?
Probably a support system.
Support system. Yeah. I don't have a specialized. So, okay. Well, that looks like an 8.
Okay.
I can make it a 13 if I need to. You make it an idea, right?
Make it a 13.
You get a
white space.
Just finding all the little tiny particles in the background is the first issue.
You get a fairly good response from, other ships and stuff.
Okay,
I guess the holograph.
Yep. Opening ceremony, hold it. We qualify.
Okay.
If you're trying to improve the morale of our ship,
you
have to make sure that everything's set up to cheat so that we win.
Okay, so who are we gonna get from the opening act of opening ceremony?
I think we should have Donald do his puppet act.
I don't know.
But with the Olympics theme, because that whole thing about you being smarter than your guys you work with, smarter will fly.
Because I knew myself.
Wow, I didn't know you could do the 500 mile dash besides doing brain surgery.
Sorry.
Well, doing brain surgery.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I should have changed my name to Buckaroo.
So who do you put in? How do you get the all the computer stuff worked out?
How do I do it? I'll get you team together. You get together at Becky's that weren't planning on participating in the Olympics. So you get the list of people that want to participate, those that don't want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
I work out. I find volunteers.
You participate or you work.
Exactly. I'm gonna be a team.
Okay.
And they're not really gonna do jack anyway. It's gonna be all me. I'm the best computer programmer on the show.
Alright, we computer programmer.
But they feel like they're part of it.
I have 4D+5. How about you, Dave?
Jesus Christ. Well, right now, let me see now. Programming. What the hell is it?
5?
Computer. G4. Oh, I don't have any subs anymore. I guess I got. I have a 4+7.
Oh wow, I guess you're the best. How did you get +7?
Because I'm figuring all my courage like you must be.
That's impressive.
Okay, so that's 13.
Okay.
I really rolled that. I can make it 18 if you need, if I need it to be.
It's alright, so you start setting that up. All the programming stuff, so it'll be ready by,
So I have you down, Dave.
What's that?
I have you down.
Okay. Do I know you're coming? I'll arm myself.
Hey, John, I want to talk to you about this Olympics thing.
Okay.
I'll be right over. Ding.
John out.
I ring your doorbell.
Yeah. Come on in.
So, I'd like it if you had some of it for groups of scientists.
But not actually athletic.
Well, they don't have to be athletic. In fact, there should be men that aren't athletic.
Oh, like a Special Olympics.
Special people.
I remember that. No, you can
I know a little about 20th
computer programming events. And, you know, yeah, some science event that my ship can get behind.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm going to do is coordinate with the other ships, and they put in the events that they want incorporated.
We'll
put out a list. That,
get me in a science event that has groups of people.
All right. <that's> funny.
You know, mixing dangerous chemicals sounds good.
You know, simulated environment.
Kind of some psychopaths to talk to.
Engineering events.
I'm at a job. And I've got a gun to my head.
I think
it'll athletic.
Right, I quickly hand athletics. That's just sending the wrong message to the Federation.
The boss sled stuff? You can design a really good boss sled.
Wrong message to the Federation. You're saying that physical experience.
There's the math Olympics and all, but this is, you know.
You gotta do everything.
Well,
I mean, you're just sending the wrong messages. And
I'll
we can't do
I'll
that.
See if the other ships are open to the idea. But, you know, I'm obviously not going to push, you know.
You just can't say that physical proficiency is the most important thing. I mean, especially since it's the least important thing in the Federation.
That's the most important thing. you know, kill your adversary.
Maybe I can help you out with this. I'm only pulling double shift right now. I have some free time.
That's okay. I'll see you
in the council. Weekly sessions.
Bada bing. Bada boom.
Bada boom.
Bada bang.
I got it.
That's true enough. You know, now when you see a console, it's not someone anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You don't want to just throw
almost forgot. The one cardinal rule of Beta Medical. No stems for him.
What are you talking about? Don't know what you're talking about.
So, yeah, it depends. There's going to be a meeting of the other organizers, the chair of the Olympic Committee, if you will. I, of course, will be represented from my ship.
The really cool thing is, during this, like, 5 days or 7 days or 3 weeks or whatever, when every ship in the Federation is putting all of their energy resources to rank their holographic decks to do the Olympics, the Barbie deck is a destroy zone.
Oh, that's lovely. You just shut it down. And you
know, oh, no. I know how holodecks work. You can't just shut down and die if you want.
So, yeah, the Mayanars will not allow any ships during the Hall Olympics.
Okay.
It depends. If other outfits are interested in non-athletic stuff, I'm fine. I'm not going to
push this. Do you in any way push this?
Huh? What?
Do you in any way
push the non-athletic stuff?
Push this, you know.
I say a certain portion of my organization would like, you know.
Do you in any way seem personally enthusiastic about this?
I would pretend to be.
Acting role. Our scepter.
But you just want people that suck at stuff to be competing against each other.
No. I want people in other specialties and proficiencies to be able to compete so that we aren't incorrectly saying that physicality is more important than mentality or any of
you don't want the events to be technical or non-athletic, non-physical.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you do. Okay. For a second there, I thought you were saying that you actually wanted them to compete.
And here we're going to have the scientists do the 500-yard dash. And then after that, it's going to be the command crew.
Exactly.
Someone push the captain here, please.
So, this is all species, right?
Yeah.
So if the ship has more Klingons, they're more advantage, you know, versus a ship that's all like...
There's one Klingon for the whole Federation.
Well, there's one Klingon when war started on Enterprise.
There might be
I don't think there's a lot more at this point, but at least we know there's only one.
One ship has like three.
You're right, though. If one ship has more of Eric's race, they might be really good at all of the contests that involve disobeying orders and sitting around and being lazy.
Yeah. I think we're all right.
What's one of Rachel's race? Persuasion roll.
The great thing about the Olympics, Woo, is that you have so many different events and so many different things that individual countries or ships, in this case, will be really good at certain things, and thus everyone gets to win something.
For president,
what would it like
for
one ship? Q shows up.
That's not a sub.
Well, then he probably screws with that ship while we're doing the election.
Persuasion's the main skill.
But yeah, every event. I thought I had it on my list.
Do it again. Sometime when Q's not around. You just can't bring the Q card as an argument to everything.
Okay. Why not?
The
big card.
Sure. There'll be some, you know, they're okay with some.
Okay, like the buyout of that, you know? Except for, you know, skiing and typing or something.
There you go. You're making the code. See, so that's a challenge.
Okay, two unrelated things later.
So everybody make a presence roll. This will be for your command.
Presence.
I guess the easiest way to do this would be.
This command?
Well, it's just a fun skill roll with.
Willpower added? Well, I kind of bend my people by will.
No.
That depends on your command style. I would use willpower.
Clancy and John have plus one. Chris was plus two.
This is new for who's in command tonight.
Yes.
It's craft. Give it preference to Crystal. Six.
Uh oh.
I got 13, Gab. Fight me.
I got a 15.
Fight me. I got a 15.
Oh well.
Well, I'm going to send courage. I got 15.
Okay.
We'll get an 18 then. 18.
No, I got a 15.
I got a 5.
5.
7.
Okay.
And
plus
I did
one,
get a 15.
15, huh? Well,
wait a minute.
15? Did you have a plus 3? Is that what you said?
I spent 2 courage.
Oh, you spent 2 courage.
2 courage, just a tie.
Wait, but 2 courage to tie?
Well, yeah. Well, okay, so at this point. So at this,
at this point, we have to have a roll off.
Well, you can roll off.
Or roll off your courage.
Warley, you could bow now.
For what?
I bow out.
Oh.
I believe you.
Still waiting to take her, right?
Yeah. All right, cool. I'm in charge.
No. It's going to be between these.
Eating contest.
We need to see what the mission is and see who would be better specialized to lead it.
High eating contest.
Whoever tells us first.
High eating. High.
Co-command, man. Lewis and Clark.
Well, let's face it, Lewis was the real captain, Clark.
Okay, Crystal, you're in command right now. there are. current mission is just, you know, an easy one where you need to transport Dr.
James.
Dr. Sue Clark.
Sue Clark?
You remember him?
He was for an episode. You know the whole episode, and you're going to ruin the fly?
No, probably not.
Oh, so.
He
has been spending the last 6 months studying collapse art at 49.
Okay.
And now you need to
go pick him up and take
him up and take him to the stories.
Okay.
It does sound pretty easy.
All the missions are really easy.
I wouldn't have been able to decide which one of us was there for that.
Now, why couldn't you just fill on that?
Because missions are usually assigned.
To an individual.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Beforehand. I mean, so, you know, the captain doesn't.
I had to provide
the captain doesn't say, you know, who wants command.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm just saying what I'm saying. You know, maybe some rumors get out saying what they're saying. You know, for instance.
Okay.
I don't think every time, you know.
We'll go warp 9.3. That way we'll.
Every time the Stoops with the you know, Doctor wants to ride, you know, goes into a private room to make sure nobody knows about it.
Well.
So these two know about it, and they, like, you know, push to take the mission. One or the other.
The captain said that I'd like one of you to take this mission, and we decided it via our own methods.
No, that's not true. Arbitrary things went on, and it turned out she thought he was better, or she was better.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, your decision made it with the role play at all.
That's three, huh?
No. It's an extra rank thing.
I'm sure the naked.
Two better than everybody else.
And the naked and me.
Okay.
Oops. Feel better than us in rank.
2 points better, which is one rank better.
Ah.
I have line officer plus one and department head plus two and promotion plus four.
That would be really impressive. An out of cycle promotion.
Huh? Out of cycle promotion.
That never happened.
I never know. In the field.
You have to, like, save Federation or something.
Wesley never got promoted.
Sure he did.
He's just a punk kid.
That's how he got his cabin status or whatever.
What's that?
Cadet. Don't you remember he had that really ugly, like, white uniform or whatever?
Yeah, and then he did the illegal maneuver and got two people killed.
No.
Was that him?
No, that was Paris. But it wasn't Paris at the time. It was somebody else. It was just like Paris. You guys don't remember where Paris came from? Oh, alright, whatever.
I thought that was Wesley on the, when we were doing the little academy episode.
Yeah, I thought Wesley did screw things up.
He was.
Well, he was in the group.
He was in the part of the group. The leader of it was Paris, before he was Paris.
So his name wasn't Paris?
Was not Paris, but did get kicked out of the academy as a result of toughing up to the crime. It's like the exact same character, exact same stuff. They decided not to give the same name.
Well, because Paris actually graduated.
Oh, that's true. He did. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they needed someone with experience with
Pickrush.
Otherwise, they're not going to give someone who's looked at a cadet school coming.
Well, he'd have experience with the Maquis.
There you go.
He was very good.
Awesome.
In that one class.
You can't really count that as flunking out. It was the ceremony for the graduating that they did it. I mean, basically the entire thing was the ceremony for graduating that they broke the rules and got kicked out.
That's true.
So, I mean, you could effectively say
that. All right. He was the guy from that Red 7 or whatever. The rumors were going to be the next Star Trek show for a while. They do them in their kick-ass chef.
Which is pretty much Voyager. They do most of the stuff that was Voyager.
I mean,
except for that old.
Be like a prequel to the original series?
Starring Scott Bakula.
Yeah.
He's actually going to leap from starship to starship.
Really?
No.
Is that right?
I probably did not.
Someone asked
that. That is a rumor.
I was thinking it was going to be like, you know, when a crew on a ship.
I'm always hoping that his next leap will be the leap
from one Enterprise to another.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be. Let's face it. I mean, it lasted for like 6 years.
Four or five. It got canceled early.
So
it was just barely hanging on the last year.
Yeah, it's only because
it was a good show. That was a very good show.
It's only because
Yeah. It was too intellectual for the average TV viewer.
Miss Fist of Science.
God, that was great.
Courtney Cox.
And this last one.
Six episodes, that's it?
Yeah. Well, this is like a famous
Hollow Man.
I like that show.
Man,
that
was great.
Yeah, anyway.
That was great.
Hollow Man was it?
Auto Man.
Auto Man. Oh, yes.
It was like trying
in a video game. I programmed a game. I never finished it, but it was cool. I got the bit where he moved around the field and he could switch from a man to a car to a helicopter.
That wasn't him. That was the cursor.
Whatever. Well, actually, the dot rotated around and turning him into the new object.
I just dug
like the Lamborghini that did many returns.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Great.
I guess you haven't been watching.
Oh,
it was great. That was Cursor great. Instead of bike. Your Tron bike was either on or off. Yeah, Cursor flew around making little noises instead of just being on and off. It was totally automatic, except for easy. Anyways, it was a programmer working for the LA Police Force. Right, Auto Man. It starts by solving crimes.
What was the Indiana Jones TV show? Tales of the Golden Monkey.
Ah.
That was a great show, too.
So, mission.
I'll call it something.
Okay, so we fought a course for a star or whatever.
Okay. So we'll go fast, though.
Medium.
They said 9.3.
Standard speed.
Standard cruising speed.
Bridge position?
We're not in a huge car, are we?
No.
Okay. What bridge position?
0.2.
sensors.
Aren't you hanging out with your beta crew buddies?
No. You're smirking.
How'd the fight go?
At some point you should come up in here. I'm keeping it.
Mark, yeah.
Yeah, he's in charge.
It was very eventful.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed it.
Claire, I just...
I'll come talk to you when we're
here.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. You can chat online.
Okay, so, sensors, engineering, or science, or whatever the hell it is.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
What are all the sensors, tactical, tactical, and science or engineering?
Engineering. Command.
I've got command.
Helm.
Got sensors.
Sensors.
I got tactical. I got a 3.
Tactical.
All right. Tactical.
Four, 3.
Engineering.
So who's got helm?
Who's got helm?
The tactical is the tactical skill, right?
Random.
Supports it in tactical?
Extra. Yeah. Critical.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Okay. So someone.
Lots of other people can do it better.
Huh?
Any of us could do it better.
Well, if it's routine, they can do one.
If it gets in port, I'll take it over.
You can get any skill to trade. I do. Anyways, you reach Collapse Tower 49. You gotta be,
the gravitational pull sucks us in, we die.
Nope, there's like a little.
Because hell wasn't good enough.
Okay,
space.
On our way, I wanna look up and see, what this guy, who this guy is, what he's doing research on.
Some teenagers came by in their starship. They just got their license.
Make sure it's not
Horizon sign is a few feet back.
Make sure it's not anything that has any sort of vague military applications that, you know, somebody's going to leap on us out of the neutral zone for something stupid.
Don't seem to be. He's an expert in quantum singularities. So.
Okay.
Quantum singularities. I want to talk to him.
Interesting
stuff.
This is what we could do the same.
Space science, right?
Quantum. Alright, so you pick him up. Not very eventful there.
Okay.
Do you anyway meet him or just.
Yeah, we'll go meet him. Okay.
Well, formal draft?
I'd love to hear about his quantum singularities, Jim.
Me too.
Just one little talk.
And
we're doing regular talks now on my show. He'd be a great visiting scientist.
Okay. We'll have a little welcome aboard dinner with the
and the TOI afterwards.
If you want to ask him if he wants to do a little thing.
I get it, but I don't think anybody else would get it.
QI?
Is QI a standard technical term, you guys?
No.
Oh, I can
terms of Well, during the dinner, I'd like to ask him a little bit about his research. If it sounds cutting edge and interesting, I'd like to ask him if he'd like to give a talk to our crew next Monday for our regular talk, and he could be like a visiting speaker.
Okay.
Is there
so he talks about, you know, Zerusha Quadrant Singularity because, you all know, the Romulans use it in their orbit, so
Federation
decided to,
some people might even call it a gravity.
Maybe we can have a joint TO.
Okay, I'm joint TO.
Except we're on beta.
It doesn't have to be your ship.
Yeah, you're right. We can do a joint engineering science TOI.
Yeah, my guy's going to learn something.
Mine too.
My guys are all pretty sharp.
So would you be interested in doing a joint TOI for the engineering and science departments?
Make any trouble.
Persuasion?
Each of us? One of us?
Oh, whichever one is more funny.
You're not going to pay me.
I got a job. Yeah. I'm crusty.
I got 5 on my charm.
Okay. So is it? Ask us for a presentation.
Okay.
Great.
Range the details, same to his quarters.
Oh, I know. Did we get dressed up for this damn thing?
Aim for the starbase.
Do we get dressed up for this one?
Just like any other
formal
dinner. Did you want to? I'm not sure.
Supposed to be a cocktail party or more of a formal thing?
We didn't meet him informal. We didn't go to the party.
I would have done better.
It's not like he's your visiting dignitary or anything.
Wait, is it a buffet kind of thing or is it
a quantum singularity?
Sit down. You know.
I'm talking about gravity wells and the creatures that live in them.
Any space monsters? Perhaps one attached to the ship? That
night.
What's
that? Minoxidate.
Horrible dream.
Chewing on power cable.
Okay.
Wrong.
Next day, you're heading back. You're heading to the scientists. Sensors.
Yes, that's me.
For one piece of nothing.
What?
Go ahead and roll.
You said that. You used to do sensors well. I don't know. What the hell happened to him?
Oh my god, he rolled a 72.
10.
I think it's physically impossible for him to not roll up on sensor.
That wasn't
a
roll up. He had a 4, apparently. Did you? What? Did you tell him? Did you try to tell him that somebody else would be better at sensor than you?
No.
Oh,
okay. He tried. Someone would be better at Helm than random Joe NPC.
I set the life support to 70 degrees.
Put it back.
Yes, sir!
That's standard.
68. And you
know it. Not only does she know it, but I'm going like this. unconsciously start undressing and then realize that you were topless before you said, what the hell happened in our
life? Okay, I got you.
No, these uniforms have built-in support, man.
All right, so you're passing by...
Okay. Even the guy.
What's this? Weenos Star.
It's a what star?
We're passing by Weenos Star.
Man-Zoo.
We're passing by Ahua.
We know Star.
We know Star, and you pick up what looks to be a ship.
If it's a distress signal, we're just going to ignore it.
Not in charge. Go ahead.
You pick up what seems
every stupid little thing comes up.
Ship under low power.
It's an energy crisis thing. We're trying to cut down on the energy.
They're okay.
Yeah, you probably tell the truth.
Yeah, that's
they're okay.
That particular star system's having a rolling blackout right now. Nothing to be concerned about.
Sir, I'm picking up a drifting ship under low power. Let me put on the screen.
Can I see anything but a dot yet?
Sir is the standard. Let's tell
know,
us different.
Call the use of pre-screen.
Yeah, let's see if we can.
In fact,
and
in more than
scan the ship, just see what type of ship it is, get additional info.
From this range, it is, I guess you can't really tell what type of ship it is. It is a small ship. Well, definitely smaller than you.
All right, let's check the Federation ship registration.
Yeah, bank, if there's supposed to be anything.
I guess those people call me captain or man in a pin.
Dave?
What? Huh?
Computer research, see if there's supposed to be any ships in the area.
Absolutely.
I'm computer guy here. Yeah, he's probably better than me.
Is he?
No, Dave Street said he was the best one on the ship.
Best ever.
Ever.
Best
ever on the ship.
You telling me you got a 4 dice plus 7?
I have 5 dice plus 8.